What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is the first time.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
In my face or hear my lovely voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about the little voice inside narcissist head. Oof, it's going to be a deep one, y'all. Prepare for deepness. Prepare, like we're going past the breaking point on today's video, y'all. But before we hop into today's video, make sure y'all go on Amazon, check out the Self-Love Journal by Lee Hammack. Myself, I love me, a Self-Love Journal by Lee Hammack, to help you rebuild that self-love and identity and whatnot. And also, we're working on a course, a self-love course here coming pretty soon, y'all. 30-day self-love course is going to be exquisite. But anyways, the voice inside narcissist head, y'all. So this is one of those things where it's going to be talking about the inner child work and things of that nature that I've been doing over the past, 6 years of therapy to work on myself, to better myself and things of that nature. But the voice inside narcissistic people's head, it can be low, it can be silent sometimes, and it can be as loud as it can be just loud as hell, pretty much. You know what I mean? That voice inside a narcissist's head. I was telling my therapist about this, and of course, she asked me, she's like, how many voices are you hearing? I said, just one. It's my own voice, it's my own voice. It's me. I was just making sure. Just one voice, one solitary voice. Because, if you have multiple voices and different people inside your head, you might be talking about something different, but still just narcissistic personality disorder. But she was like, it's just one voice. She's like, what is the voice saying? I'm like, the voice is just, it kind of guides me sometimes, but sometimes it can be self-destructive. I think my voice, the voice inside my head, which she says is my inner child right now, it can go a lot of different ways, y'all. The voice inside of my head, it can be either empowering or it can be self-destructive, like self-sabotage times a million. Right now, the voice inside my head is self-destructive. Like, to build my platform up to get to the point where I'm at right now, it's been a little bit of both, like empowering and self-destructive at moments. But right now, it's been extremely self-destructive and I'm self-sabotaging because it's like I'm scared to take the next steps. I coach people every single day doing one-on-ones over Zoom and whatnot to help people take the next steps in their life and their relationship. And I'm working on taking the next step in my own life, but the voice inside my head is literally self-sabotaging me. It's making me doubt myself, making me question myself. It makes me super procrastinate. It makes me hyper-focus on other people and become extremely paranoid right now. Like, I'm scared that people are watching me and they're going to come try to take my platform from me or something along those lines. You know what I mean? So it works like that as well. Why don't you tell me the side of my face wasn't lit up like that now. Sorry. But the voice inside my head is just telling me a lot of stuff, y'all. It just, like, right now it's self-destructive. So I have to meditate and talk to myself. I literally have to talk to myself inside of my head. Sometimes I verbalize it out loud if I'm by myself. Like right now I'm in my office, I will verbalize it by myself. But if I'm around people, I have this conversation with myself inside of my head to try to push myself to the next level, to try to tell myself, to try to tell my inner child, like, look, I know it's scary, but it's okay. This is what we were meant. This is what we were meant to do. This is what I was meant to do. Yeah, I say we sometimes. And that's what I think about when I say we. My therapist thought I had dissociative identity disorder or multiple personalities, pretty much. I'm like, no, I'm talking to myself, but I just say we because it's weird saying I am talking to myself. You see what I'm saying? But I said, this is what we are supposed to be doing.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
My inner child and I, the grown adult version of Lee Hammack, and the scared version of Lee Hammack, the inner child, the damaged, neglected inner child that is scared to move forward, that is scared to take those next steps. So you get a lot of narcissistic people, not just myself, that you see them rising to do something special, pretty much. And then all of a sudden something happens. They self-destruct. They go out here, they lie, they cheat, they steal. They go do something that's self-destructive and just take themselves out of that, to knock themselves off of course. You know, though for me, I still been on course. I've been on course for a long time. I knocked myself off of course. But the way I convince myself is like, you know, the moon, like a rocket going to the moon. I heard it was like off course over 90% of the time. It's on course. It knows where it's going. It has the target in mind, but it's off course. It's not going in a straight line towards the moon. It's going here, up, down, firing thrusters or whatever, but it gets to the point. You know what I mean? When it's focused, it gets to the point. It focuses when it needs to. And I feel like that's what I'm trying to course correct myself right now, to focus where I need to. The voice inside narcissistic people's head will make us paranoid that we're going to lose something that we hold dear to our hearts right now. It's fear. It's shame. You know what I mean? We don't deserve this. The voice inside of my head is telling me I don't deserve this. The voice in my head is telling me I haven't earned this. Like, I'm not good enough. And things like this beats me down to the point where I feel ashamed of myself sometimes. You know? It really does beat me down to the point where I feel ashamed. And I need to break out. And the only way you can deal with it is to address it, y'all. That's the only way I've gotten this far, is to address it head on. It's kind of like I have to talk to, you know, infantilize myself. Like, I had to like talk to myself like I'm a child sometimes. Like, look, we're going to be okay. Like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, stinker butt. Talking to myself, call myself stinker butt. Call my inner child stinker butt. Like, hey, stinker butt, we're going to be okay. Blah, 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 blah. You know. I know it sounds stupid, y'all, but that's how my mind works. Literally, I have to talk to myself internally. I've been doing this for a long time. This is not just an adult thing. I've been doing this since I was in middle school, but I didn't know what I was doing. You know, I remember, was it middle school? Miss Apple, Miss Whitney. That was Reedsville Middle School. Yep. So in middle school, Reedsville Middle School in Reedsville, North Carolina, they used to talk about me talking to myself. You see what I'm saying? They used to always like, oh, one of our students was talking to herself today. They didn't know why I was talking to myself. They thought I was just over there just having conversations with myself, just being funny and just being stupid. But it's literally me talking to myself to try to, you know, I didn't realize that it was out loud sometimes, but like, trying to get myself to course correct. Hey, do this test correctly. Hey, we can pass this test. You're going to be fine. You know what I'm talking about? I didn't know I was doing it back then. I didn't know why I was talking to myself back then. But looking back, yeah, I was talking to myself a lot. So the narcissistic person, I'm not saying every narcissist is going to talk to themselves, y'all, but that's what I would do. That's how I have to course correct myself, because the voice inside of our heads is telling us that we're not good enough. If the voice inside of our head is our damaged or neglected inner child, or our inner child that's damn near death. We had some people's inner child have been so neglected that it's just holding on by a thread. You know what I mean? It's holding on by a thread, and it is screaming to want, it wants to be heard. It wants its voice to be audible. Like I told y'all earlier, inner child voice, sometimes it varies. It can be super loud or it can be super low, you know? So it can go, sometimes it can go either way in this space, super loud or super low. So right now, like I said, mine is really, it's loud, and it's just like, you're not good enough. You're not going to be good enough. Nobody's going to do this. Nobody's going to do that. And I was talking to, that's why I'm so thankful for like Ben Taylor, Raw Motivation. So I'm so thankful for him, because we have the same mindset on it sometimes. Like, we start to doubt ourselves, and our mind just takes us away from it. You know, he's another self-aware narcissist that has this same type of dynamic going on, where the voice is just telling you, hey, you're not good enough. Hey, this, hey, that. You have to talk to yourself. You have to talk to yourself and be better about it. You know, you have to develop yourself. You have to work on yourself to be better about it, to hammer away at this life, to hammer away at these systems and whatnot, you know? And this is just the way it goes. A lot of narcissistic people, y'all, like I said, we just, I don't know, you have to be able to talk to yourself. If you're a narcissistic person watching this, your inner child is telling you something that you need and want, or it's just telling you that you're afraid. You're afraid of change. You're afraid of success because sometimes you don't think you deserve it. Sometimes you're afraid of shame. Like, what if we become successful and we embarrass ourselves? That means more eyes will be on us, which means more shame. And that's literally what my therapist told me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before I started my platform, I told her years ago, I was thinking about starting my platform, and she was just like, you're opening yourself up to a lot of shame. You know how shame affects you. Are you ready to deal with that? And I was like, yeah, I thought I was, but I'm better at it right now. But that's why I try to watch myself and watch how I respond to people, watch how I talk to people, watch how I interact with people online, because I know people are watching. You know, at the end of the day, people are absolutely watching. I'd be lying to you if I said I don't think people are watching me, because people are watching me. You know, I'm not a public figure, but a lot of people know me. I have millions of people who know I am. So just like the voice inside my head, it can be empowering when it can be empowering when it needs something. But it can also be extremely self-destructive when we feel like we are neglecting ourselves, when something is being neglected. When my inner child, when a narcissistic person's inner child feels neglected, they will lash out. It will make them lash out. If they don't do anything to course correct it, they don't know where it's coming from, they will lash out at you, at somebody in the near vicinity. Is going to happen. It's one of those things that is almost damn near inevitable, y'all. Like Thanos, like the inner child voice is like, I am inevitable. Snap, finger snap, and do your step. You know what I mean? But that's the dynamic, though, y'all. That's the mindset that a lot of narcissistic people, what we have to deal with, you know? It's one of those things that it's tough to deal with a lot of times, but like it's still some of the stuff we have to deal with. You know, the inner child is wildness, y'all. I really wish I could just convey it a little bit better to y'all. But the voice is very manipulative as well. You know what I mean? My therapist is just like, the voice, your inner child just wants to be heard. It just wants to be, it's just, you know, I feel like my inner child sometimes is bad. I'm like, my inner child is a bad kid. It's just like, bad kids really, really don't exist unless something happens to them. There's some people who are just, you know, impulsive and bad from the beginning, but bad kids are typically neglected kids, you know? So your inner child has been neglected. What are you missing in your life right now? What do you feel like you're missing in your life right now? What part of you, or do you feel like you're neglecting right now when you're doing this stuff? Like when your social media platform, what part of yourself are you neglecting? Your inner child is screaming out wanting to be heard. So it's going to sacrifice your success if you don't allow it to. If you allow it to. If you don't give it what you need. If you don't give your inner child what you need, you're going to sacrifice yourself some way, shape, or form. And that's scary as hell, y'all. So a lot of narcissistic people struggle with, you know, finding out what they need. That's why you see a lot of narcissists switch up. A lot of stuff that we do, we switch it up, y'all. We kind of go away from what we want to do. Like we change goals, we change jobs, we change careers, we change so much about ourselves because we don't know what we really want. You know what I mean? Because the inner child is never satisfied. The adult is like the adult can be satisfied every once in a while, but the inner child is just like, I want more. It's kind of like a kid. Like you give a kid one cookie, they want two cookies. You see what I'm saying? They happy with the one cookie, you know, but they want two. If you don't give them two cookies, they crush the first cookie. You see what I'm saying? My daughter did it the other night, and I was just like, damn. That made so much sense with how my mind works sometimes, because she literally took that cookie and crushed it in her hands out of anger. You know what I mean? I gave her, she's like, cookie, cookie, cookie. I was like, here's your cookie. She was like, thank you, Daddy. Two cookies. I was like, no, one cookie is enough. It's late. It's late bedtime. Two cookies. I was like, no. Two cookies. I was like, no, it's bedtime. And she crunched the first cookie and started crying. So she had no cookies. You see what I'm saying? That's how narcissist inner child is. My daughter is two. And my daughter is 2 years old and teaching me lessons about my own inner child. It's wild how that works, y'all. I just had that epiphany while I'm talking to y'all right now. But I don't want to ramble on too much, y'all. Like and subscribe to the channel for more info. Self-love journals available on Amazon. Check it out. Mental illness is out. Peace. If you're watching this on Amazon, hit that 5 stars for me, please. We're so close on Amazon. Thank you so much. Like and subscribe for more. Peace. Thank you so much for being here, y'all. Thank you for watching my video to the end. I'm super eternally grateful for every single one of you. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so we can help reach more people, help more people and things like that. The Self-Love brand is available. I Love Me. The Self-Love journal is available as well. Links in the description of every video I do. If you haven't already as well, look into joining the channel memberships for behind the scenes perks, priority responses to comments and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for being here. See you next time.